Around this time every year, we talk to my next guest, and it's been 10 years. The family of a woman who went missing after last seen in North Wicklow 10 years ago today are continuing to appeal for answers to explain her disappearance. 37-year-old at the time, Ezra Uren, left her home at Collinstown Grove in Clondalkin in a grey Renault Twingo to do a quick errand on the 23rd of February 2011. Her vehicle was found later abandoned on the Bray seafront, and every year her family travel from England to highlight her disappearance. This year, of course, they can't travel, so Ezra's sister Berna is on the line. Berna Fiden, good morning to you, Berna.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thanks for joining us. 10 years, you know, it's
all those years passing.
Yes.
Yeah, and unbelievable.
I know there's been various TV appeals, not only on Irish television, but I think Channel 4 as well, and various interviews with so much of the media here in Ireland. And have you got anywhere at all in the last 10 years?
Unfortunately not. It's unbelievable that nobody has actually come forward with any information that could lead to where Ezra is or what happened to her. It's just, we're still at a loss. We still have no idea of what happened that morning. And, you know, as you said, I mean, we've done appeal after appeal and we've had so much coverage and still nothing. I mean, I'm totally devastated this year that I can't be there. I mean, you know, I'm with you every year, and I just feel like a loss at the moment, because every time, I mean, I'm supposed to be there, and I just feel like I need to be there, and this damn COVID has just literally taken over everything and unfortunately ruined so many lives.
Mm. Just remind us again, because, you know, we just have to say it when we can. So just to explain about that morning in Clondalkin and then the car in Bray. Just, you know, it might just hit something on somebody's mind.
Of course. I mean, Ezra left her home about 7:15 on the morning of 23rd. February 2011. It was half term week, so the roads were very quiet, and she was only nipping out to the local shops before her husband took the car for the day, so he can go to the gym on the way back home. And this wasn't an unusual thing. I mean, normally she would drive him to work, but unfortunately, you know, she just asked him to keep an eye on the baby. She'll be back with the car for him to get to work. And but after she left home, she was just never seen again. There's a big time discrepancy from her home at 7:15 to the first reading of the number plate of her car at the Power City roundabout in Clondalkin. And, you know, that journey should take no more than 4 or 5 minutes. It doesn't matter which direction you take, and especially on a half-term week when there's no traffic. But it actually didn't get there till nearly 8 o'clock in the morning. So our question is always, you know, did something happen to her near her home? And then the car ended up in Bray around 8:30, which is a right sort of time scale from that roundabout to get to Bray. But it was parked in a blind spot, so nobody actually saw who got out of that car. And the near collision that it had on the Strand itself, I mean, we've begged and begged over the years for the Skoda driver to come forward with information, you know. If you're having a collision with someone, you would have looked around to see who's driving that car, but nobody's come forward on that as well. So we're just literally going round in circles, and nobody's come up with any answers for us yet.
Yeah, and the CCTV, the clarity wasn't good enough to make progress.
No, it was so blurry that you couldn't even see that there was a driver in the car. So we don't, you know, we have no idea. I mean, it was so bad, you can't, you know, we had that CCTV, where the Gardaí eventually brought it to London as well to see if it could be enhanced and if anything could be done with it. But they just came back and said no, it was just too poor a quality to get enhanced.
So do you know if, you know, that car was driven by Ezra, that she was in the car that arrived at Bray? Was the figure even discernible on gender?
Well, no, no, they couldn't. But this is it. The, you can't even see figures in that. The images that was on that CCTV, it was so poor that you don't know if there's one person, two people, man, woman, we just don't know. And this is why my question was always, you know, did something happen near her home? Because it was such a long, you know, by the time it got from that from her home to that roundabout, you could have got to Bray. It was just such a long distance, well, such a long time scale on there, that it didn't make sense why it would take that long to get to that route. To get to that roundabout. So we don't know, did she get stopped, did someone get in her car, we just don't know. And when the Gardaí took the car in for forensics, they actually found my sister's purse in the boot of the car, and this is only a small little purse I'm talking about, it's not a handbag. And my question was always, you know, why would a woman put a purse in the boot? I mean, she was only supposed to go to the shop, you know. And it just makes you wonder, was she in the boots? And it, did it fall out of her pocket? And it's, we just don't know.
And there was a situation about her keys as well, and eventually being discovered in a chip shop.
A year later, when I was doing appeals again, and I'd come over in 2012, and, you know, as I always do, go in and out of shops, putting posters up, and I was in Neilstown, and my daughter had gone into the shop to put a fresh poster up, and the gentleman from the chippy came out and said, oh, I have your sister's keys, and I was shaking, and I said, what do you mean you have her keys? Well, I have her keys, look, it's, you know, it was a key ring on there with my sister's picture on it, and the, you know, and Emin, the baby, and on the other side was her husband, and Emin, and I said, so when did you, you know, where did you find them? And he said, well, we were cleaning shop, and he goes, and I found them on the counter, so I just hung them on a hook, then didn't realise it was Ezra's till much, much later. And I asked them when they found it, and he said it was before Christmas. The year, well, before she went missing. Before Christmas, after she'd gone missing, so before I'd got there in the February. So this, you know, it just didn't make sense that, you know, how can her keys appear the Christmas after she goes missing, and who put them there? But because they never went forward to Gardaí at that time, the CCTVs in the shop and around the area had already been wiped because months had gone past. Indeed. So again, we had no clues to how that happened.
With our connection, really, it's the Skoda driver, you know, just avoiding a collision with Ezra's car back in February 2011, and remembering that there was this Renault that was maybe could have hit, but you and your Skoda just avoided it. And do you remember that? And can give any information? It's we say that it's a long shot. It's 10 years, but for the it might have been significant to narrowly miss a collision that somebody might say, yeah, actually that was me.
Of course.
That's what you're really looking for, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that's our only hope at the moment, to just identify that she actually ever got to Bray herself. Because we've got no CCTV image of anywhere around the area, and no one's actually... I mean, I've been to Bray many a times, and I've sat on that wall from the very early hours of the morning to you know, at the very beginning, to see who was actually passing. And it's always the same people on the, you know, walking their dogs and jogging, and they've even stopped to talk to me saying, are you okay? You know, because I was... You know, I was a stranger there. It's not the usual face that they would see. So, I can't understand if my sister was there. I'm sure somebody, a regular walker or, you know, or a jogger would have actually noticed a different face there. So, you know, we're appealing for help from anybody. And especially I'd like to also appeal to any of, like, our friends, and maybe friends I don't know of spoke to her weeks, you know, coming up to the weeks before she went missing, that I haven't actually been in touch with or haven't been able to reach out to me, to please reach out to me and, you know, through the Ezra missing page, and maybe they'll remember something. You know, I'm trying to sort of go over everything, like the Gardaí are trying to revisit the case as well, and I'm trying to sort of revisit everything over again to see if we had missed anything out.
Right. But, and that social media page is what, Berna?
Missing Ezra Uyron. There's a page and a group, and it's I run both anyway. So,
right, Missing Ezra Uyron. Okay, Berna, thank you very much. You know, fingers crossed, ongoing, never stop.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a lovely day.
You too, Berna. Thank you very much. Berna Fiden there on the Morning Show at East Coast.